Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free on our website. Brand new, redesigned for 2010, FTL 2.0. Far more interactive now. It's a website that allows you, the listener, to submit news stories and videos and blog posts or whatever it is you think is interesting, and then other listeners can vote them up or vote them down based on whether or not they think what you've submitted is interesting. So the best stories will make it to the front page of our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy that. It's free, of course. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Frank is in New York, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey,
yes, I wanted to say that I agreed, I guess, with Mark tonight, that there have been so many people on death row that were framed or that through malfeasance with the prosecuting attorneys and the district attorneys, you know, did the illegal convictions or even the FBI crime lab that's been used since the 1920s. In the 1990s, we found out that the FBI crime lab wouldn't even test the material. Whatever the prosecutor would want, they would sign off on. So when you look at this, you know, our judicial system is really among the very worst in the world. And also the fact that it's based on remnants of the capitalistic market. He who has the best attorney and the most amount of money will, A, either be able to stay out of jail by postponing the sentencing or postponing or appealing, or people that have a lot of money and influence. I remember when I was in high school, you know, young men, 18 years old, that were from affluent families that were caught beating up people, attacking people, stealing cars. You know, often they would know the judge, and rather than go to jail or to, I guess, incarceration at a juvenile detention facility, they'd be offered a chance to join the Marine Corps or the Army instead. And, you know, no record of their, you know, crimes would be, everything would be wiped off. And that's really, you know, unfair. And that's why I don't believe in the death penalty. But I want to say this. What I'm concerned about right now is the fact that, you know, our basic rights, such as the right of habeas corpus, have been abrogated by illegal legislation passed by Congress and written by the White House. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's very bad. And also the fact that if you look at the privatizations of prisons, Halliburton had a spin-off company that built and maintained prisons. The Carlyle Group invested, owned most of the controlling stock in that company. And, you know, when you have prisons for profit, you know, it's going to basically be what, when you have shareholders that have to receive the dividend, you know, it'll be basically the workhouse of Victorian England.
Well, what you're saying there is true in today's world where the prisons are essentially dictated. Even if they're run privately, they're dictated still by the government as far as the government decides to go.
Well, you know, it's sort of funny. A lot of that legislation can be the special interest group or the company can, you know, through lobbying and through different things, get their own rules or have certain rules and regulations abrogated.
Right, but we didn't get to the point. I didn't get to the point I was going to make, and I think Mark was going to follow up on
it. And I'll tell you what my vision for private prisons is, and I agree that the private prison system that we currently have, although it may be a tiny, tiny step better than state prisons, is still not a good solution at all. I agree with you on that. But first off, I'd like to point out that you know, a friend of mine and some friends and I were talking about the miscarriage of justice in the O.J. Simpson case, and I said, they were talking about how the system's broken. I'm like, the system's not broken. The system's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. It's protecting the rich and punishing the poor. So, you know, the system did in the O.J. Simpson case, although, you know, many Americans were flabbergasted by it, it did exactly what it was supposed to do.
It did, and it was Judge Ito's malfeasance by not allowing the evidence that both Ron Goldman and O.J. Simpson's wife were up in hock up to their eyeballs to drug dealers. And when they wanted O.J. to pay the debt and he wouldn't, you know, that could be how the how O.J. was framed. And in a way, it was really Judge Ito's malfeasance that didn't allow that cross-examination or that evidence to appear in the trial. And I will say this, Johnny Cochran certainly earned his pay, and it was poorly prosecuted by the L.A. County District Attorneys. It's that simple. And I honestly believe that, you know, O.J. was set up. And that evidence, his wife had a huge bill with the drug dealers, as did Ron Goldman. And that material should have been brought out. A good attorney would have brought that out. It was Judge Ito's mistake and malfeasance that didn't allow that evidence to come out.
Frank, thanks as always for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
So I'd like to talk about a vision for what private prisons would look like. And this is separate from private justice. This is just talking about private prisons. I'm a little skeptical of, to some extent, about how private justice would work. But private prisons is relatively easy. If you were to, a judge were to hand down a sentence of 20 years to somebody for armed robbery or something like that. And then you would take the prisons out, basically sell the prisons that currently exist to organizations that want to run them, and then those organizations would compete for inmates. The inmates would decide where they want to go based on, whatever they offer there, whether it's the services of, what kind of VOTEC, Vocational Technical Institute kind of things that they can get there, or better treatment, or something like that, you'd find that inmates are treated better, that the system runs significantly more efficiently. Inmates would likely make their keep. At the very least, they wouldn't be costing taxpayer things. I mean, inmates currently cost the taxpayer $60,000 a year. If you can imagine, they'd be going to these private prisons, probably working as call centers or manufacturing or things like that. They'd be earning their own keep, and they wouldn't be costing us money. The prisons that wanted that would get the best inmates would offer the best services in the prisons, and then there would be prisons that would offer, it would be pretty crappy to live there because these inmates would be the very worst. Those would be the ones that would obviously, so they would earn better privileges by being able to pick from the better prisons over time. Did I make myself clear there?
Yeah, I think so. So what you're saying is competition amongst prisons would make for better conditions for the prisoners,
right?
More humane treatment. And it would seem to me that the same concept can easily be applied to justice, as well. Competition amongst the providers of justice would also improve the quality, the accuracy of the justice system.
I think that I think in the real world as things exist today, I think that prisons, if they went, obviously they're not going to do what I suggest because it makes too much sense and it's too cheap.
Oh yeah, the government's not going to
never
go for
are
that.
They going to go for what I've suggested because
have to have a significant paradigm shift. And right. If we can get to that kind of paradigm shift that you're talking about, that would be required in order to see the vision that you're talking about, and Dr. Mary Ruart kind of re-explains that in a different way in her book, Healing Our World. I recommend that to anybody that wants to learn more about this. But if you can get to that point of a paradigm shift, then you're also to the point where you won't have a war on drugs anymore. You won't have these insane prohibition laws and various different malum prohibitum laws that essentially prohibit all kinds of acts that don't actually involve victims. So you won't have as many people that are being funneled into these prisons in the first place. So there really won't be as much of a demand for them. Plus, people that do commit violent acts, as we've talked about earlier, rather than shoving them into a prison cell, if they're still upstanding members of society that made a mistake and they're honestly sorry for what they did, I don't think those people belong in a prison cell either. I think the people that belong in prison are the ones that don't have any repentance for what they've done and that could go out and reoffend.
Well, yeah, for whatever reason, you have a reasonable expectation that they're still dangerous to innocent people, and so incarceration is called for. But I think that, I like what you're talking about, this paradigm shift that has to take place, and I really feel like very often we're putting the cart before the horse. I've been having this conversation with someone recently about how, my views are relatively outside of the mainstream, but I think that the reason why we have so many problems and infringements on our rights and why statism thrives is because we have a culture that sees violence as a way to solve problems and things like that. And I think it's putting the cart before the horse. We have to change that culture. We have to get we have to change the way people think about solving problems before we can start reducing the state and start expanding our liberties.
Hey, I wonder where they would have gotten the idea that violence solves problems. Maybe the government schools, perhaps. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency. Well, now we've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, Montana silver reserves, Walking Liberty halves. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com and check out what we've got there. And also for people who, well, kind of like me, who aren't very good at putting money away, we have a program that we've set up with Midas Resources that helps you to buy gold or silver on basically when you get your paycheck. If you'll call this number that I'm going to give you, they will, you know, set up on layaway. You set up 20, 25 coins that you want to put away because that's the best shipping rate. And you give them a certain amount, you know, basically a, you know, 20, 25% of what it is that you're putting down. And then you pay on it on a weekly or biweekly basis. Whenever you get your paycheck, you pay, you know, that certain amount. And then when you've paid it off, then they send it to you. Call this number, 877-857-9938, 877-857-9938, and ask for the layaway plan, and they'll take care of it for you. That's a good idea.
Oh, our number is 800-259-9231, and Tim is on the line listening to KBYO-FM in Monroe, Louisiana. Hello, Tim.
Hello. How are you all doing this evening?
Just super, Tim. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I listen to you all a lot. Excellent. You know, actually, I'm an old-time leftist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Unreconstructed, you know? And I like to hear what other people think, you know,
good,
whether I agree with them or not. I find a lot of commonality between the old left and you guys, you know.
Absolutely. In fact, the term liberal actually used to be a very accurate description of the liberty-minded belief system. It's only been it's been changed over the last several decades, but the
right.
Classical liberals would definitely match up with the libertarian, classical libertarian beliefs as well. Although neoliberalism and neoliberalism is completely different.
Yeah. Well, I would like to support the idea of everybody being armed, you know, and just armed with, you know, pistols, but full auto, you know.
Full auto?
I mean, yeah. You know, I mean,
I don't know if I want full auto on my pistol. I mean, it's going to blow through a clip pretty fast. Oh no, we're losing your cell phone. Say again.
Put it on a three-shot burst, you know?
It's a good idea. Three-shot burst.
On a pistol?
Well, you need to practice with it, Ian.
Yeah, you really would have to practice. Because, I mean, one shot's kicking, and then the second shot's kicking even more. I mean, you're not going to be as accurate, I don't think, in that.
Actually prefer a long gun, you know. I believe in being able to hit my target every time, you know.
There you go. A long gun makes a little more sense than a pistol, I think. But, you know, I'm not a gun expert.
Pistol's just for fighting your way to the long gun, as I understand it.
There you go.
Right.
Well, typically,
But I got a couple questions for you, you know.
Okay, sure.
On the philosophy you're espousing here, you know. One is the environment, you know. And I'll take my answer off the air. How do y'all propose and dealing with the environment? You know, I hear you talking about markets.
Mm-hmm.
And as I have seen it over my lifetime, the big bucks rule, you know.
Yeah, they sure do.
And, you know, and the big bucks will pollute and destroy without any qualm whatsoever. I mean, you know, we're number.
Oh, I think we lost your call, but I do understand where you were going.
I do understand
where you were going, and I understand. I absolutely agree. And I want to point out, though, before we get into this, that the number one polluter in this country is the U.S. federal government. They're a bigger polluter than all of the big bucks corporate.
And the other ones
combined.
Usually do it with the help of the government. They lobby. They get, you know,
they get protections. They get grandfathered laws.
They get the use of government lands through contracts. It's huge because everybody knows that renters don't take as good care of land as owners do.
Yeah,
and
anybody that's a landlord does.
Get to use the government land for, you know, cutting trees or doing whatever it is that they're doing.
Right,
they're not going to take care of it. They're going to take care of it the way a renter does.
The federal government owns tremendous amounts of the claim ownership of the tremendous amounts of America. And
out west especially, and Alaska almost entirely. And it's all you need to do is look at ANWR as an example of how the government is the worst organization in the world to protect the environment. And I'm for protecting the environment. I want to see large swaths of land where, you know, critters run around free and you know, people can look at it in a pristine fashion. I think that I think a lot of people want that, and I think a lot of people can get together and do things like the the Audubon Society and things like that, Ducks Unlimited, and so that these
Nature Conservancy,
those things seem to do the best jobs.
Right. Those are the very best,
even
ones.
In the current market situation.
Right. But if you let people have their money, keep their money and then spend it and give it away in the fashion that they want, many of them will do just that. Because take a look at ANWR. The idea was the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge or whatever was going to be there for the elk or whatever to do whatever it is that they're doing up there.
Yeah, it's important to understand that,
but the government gave the rights away to it in the Bush administration. So all you're doing is you're giving it to the government and then hoping the guys you don't like get a hold of the government shortly.
The ending statism isn't going to suddenly end any kind of environmental abuses, just the really big ones, just the worst of them.
Right, because if you give people private property.
And then there's all kinds of solutions we can pursue and consider that will actually have some potential for working, because we can't trust the government to do it, obviously. That's been demonstrated time and again.
Even under a government paradigm, there are changes that can be made that I think would improve things, like allowing ownership of all property types. I mean, ownership of streams and rivers and lakes and things like that.
And a lot of people would take ownership of those things so that they could protect them.
Yeah. Right. Because then if somebody's upstream, some factory is dumping pollution into the stream and you're downstream from it, and then you've got a case you can prove. You can, take a sample of the water, you can go and sample up where they are, and you can say, look, this is coming from this factory and it's polluting my property and you guys need to do something
right.
about
it. There's a tort issue, and this is in fact another case where the government is being used to solve a problem the government made in the first place. Back in we're talking about the 16th century, 1700s, about the time the Industrial Revolution's getting ramped up, you're talking about the big money people essentially lobbied the king in England, and this is, we're evolved from English common law here in the United States, and therefore, because we're the largest, most powerful government in the world, the rest of the world operates to some extent under English common law. They essentially made it so that, landowners around these, these big, powerful people couldn't sue those people for whatever things that happen to their property. You'll have to look into it a little further. I read an article on it. I mean, I can't say that I've looked into it deeply, but that's what I read, and it made perfectly good sense to me. Of course, the king's going to protect his cronies, and of course, that would trickle on down through the ages where the government protects the big moneyed corporations. Those are the ones that control the government. They have the money they have to pay for the campaigns.
Absolutely right. So in the absence of government coercion and in the presence of true private property rights, you'll have a much more pristine environmental situation. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And that includes protecting the birdies and the animals and things like that, allowing people to own those things, allowing people to own animals. Helps keep them safe as well from poachers and things like that. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you're invited to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and edit virtually anything you see there, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. Critical thinking question. Why would something that is so good for us, like public education, be imposed on us by force and funded by the use of force? Well, maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. And I think getting the government out of schools is one of the biggest steps we can take toward changing the paradigm of people, or at the very least, getting people we care about out of the government schools. That would be a good step, because it's those government schools, or indoctrination camps, as you might prefer to call them, that I think are one of the major factors as to why people believe that they can solve their problems with violence. That's what they're taught, is that if you don't like something, if you see people behaving in a certain way that you think is inappropriate, well, just get control of the government, and then you can force them to stop. Whether we're talking about the environment, or we're talking about criminal actions, or whatever it is that the issue is, it's this concept of government, this inherently violent entity.
Well, then, and the rationality is taken out of the upbringing of children, in the sense that, and this happens with how parents raise their children, as well as how the schools do it. And I think, you know, they both feed into each other, because you're raised this way in school and then you raise your children that way. And that is that you tell kids what to do. It's a do as I say, not as I do. You tell kids what to do. If they disobey you, you punish them. And so they learned that, okay, there's just this authority figure. You're supposed to obey it explicitly, or else something bad will happen to you.
Well, obey instead it or of, sneak around it.
Yeah, you know, right. Or don't get caught. And so there's that rebellious, you know, us versus them attitude. And then that abuse is then rationalized as you grow up and you say, well, that must be normal behavior because I don't want to think that I'm broken. You know, you want to think, well, I was. Mm. If you accept that you were abused as a kid, then you also have to accept, well, there's something, you know, wrong with me because I'm now broken because I was abused. And so a lot of people rationalize abuse when they grow up. And so I think that there's this whole notion of just do as I say or I will punish you. And I'm bigger than you and I'm in charge and the cops will come get you if I tell them to and because I'm your parent. And
yeah, and this is the way it is.
And instead of teaching your child and conveying to your child, this is harder. You know, parents don't want to do this. Mm. This is harder, but it's worth it. Instead of teaching your child why you have their best interest in mind and you're teaching them to do something a certain way because it's in their best interest, and if you convey that to them, then they're going to do it whether you're watching them or not because they, that's right, my dad told me that because... You know, look both ways before I cross the street.
It's the difference between what you're describing or what I'm hearing from you is the difference as far as parenting is concerned. The difference between the rationale of because I said so and taking the time to explain the reasons why you're saying whatever it is that you're saying. Because, you know, the easy way out for a parent when they want their kid to change their behavior is, well, you need to do this because I said so and I'm your dad. You know,
yeah.
Well, that doesn't work.
Well, it's
followed by threats.
It does show the arbitrariness of government dictates that, well, I said it and that's good enough and I can beat the crap out of you.
Yep.
Or
I'm bigger than you.
Yeah. So, I mean, that does mirror what real life is like. So maybe it shows them what they can expect from real life.
We continue with your phone calls. Carrie is on the line listening in Louisiana via our webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Carrie.
This is Brooke Kelly.
Brooke, that's a big difference.
I'm assuming that because I'm in New Orleans and I'm watching y'all on webcam.
Well, hello there, and what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to say about the whole education thing. Did y'all hear Obama say, and I've been really busy lately, so I don't know if y'all talked about this yet, but during his last speech, he said that they're prepared to freeze government spending completely. Does that... cover education and transportation and all that?
Well, education is mostly not federally funded. There's very little of
6%.
It's a tiny fraction of it. So
it seems pretty unlikely that they'll be freezing government spending. I find that hard to believe.
That's what you said.
I know.
You said next year we're going to freeze government spending entirely.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens, right?
Discretionary spending is what the idea was.
Discretionary.
And then, of course, it wasn't exerting the military and that kind of thing. So it was a rather small swath of government spending that he was really talking about freezing. Mm. But, yes, I heard what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, anyway, this is Brooke Kelly saying, I got a public service announcement to tell these mobsters, do not hit your kids.
Mobsters?
Mobsters, don't beat your kids. Why are these parents hitting their kids to try to teach them a lesson?
But have you seen something happen recently?
In public, I went up to a mother to, like, please tell her not to hit her 2-year-old in front of me because it was upsetting to me. And she called me out like I was the bad guy when she's the one hitting a defenseless child. And I was shocked about it.
In what way was she hitting the child?
He was trying to play with a toy that I had, because I'm a big kid, and I play with toys. Mm-hmm. And he came up to me, and she grabbed him and hit him and told him not to. And I was like, oh, no, 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 no. If he wants to play with my toy, you can play with it. Please don't hit him. You're 20 times larger than him. And she was upset about that.
Yeah, he's really, even at that age, it's actually, I think, I don't remember the exact age, but, you know, a child goes through certain developments and degrees of consciousness and understanding, and that's before the age of where they understand the notion of property.
But it's like, early enough to where they can understand that violence solves problems, right?
Well, I mean, that's they're starting to learn that right away.
Now, I mean, are you talking about spanking? Because that's what I would call spanking. I consider that hitting a child.
I agree.
I don't agree with spanking. I mean, why are you going to hit your child to teach him not to hit somebody else? I mean, people learn by example, and I've seen parents who not only, they'll put their child in timeout and hit them, and it's like, wow, like, you know, children, what they really need is education. They need you to teach them. They need you to be their friend and their ally in life, and they need to learn from you, but not at the barrel of a gun. Look at where we're, you know.
I've seen it in action. I've seen the alternatives in action, and it's just amazing. Parents that actually spend time talking to their children and interacting with them.
And it does take more time.
It does. It's more effort. You know?
Absolutely true. Now, I'm not certain that I would want to remove I'm not ready to take a kid away from a parent for spanking or anything like that. But I do think that probably the best educational lessons come from interacting with the child and talking to them and trying to explain to them why they don't do things.
Well, I would never recommend taking kids from parents that spank. I just think it's poor parenting.
Well, yeah, I'm not going that extreme either, because that's sort of violent in itself. I mean, I just would like to see that culture change. I would like to be a part of, I think a part of a hopefully a big movement to change the culture of how we raise children, you know.
Brooke, any other thoughts?
No, totally. I mean, it's like I was spanked as a child, and had you asked my parents, well, why did you spank her? Well, because we wanted to come out an okay kid. Well, I don't want okay kids. I don't want well-adjusted children either, these children who've been beaten into submission. You know, we go around complaining that we are forced to do things at the barrel of a gun. Well, what are we doing to our children but forcing them? Because, you know, we're 10 times larger than them. We got a big hand coming at them. It's scary, and we don't see it that way. But from there,
good night. Got to remember, you're calling a radio show here, and I understand that tensions can run high and emotions can run high. Hopefully, you can keep yourself under control when you call.
The notion that a parent should act as a friend of a child, I don't think I entirely agree with that. I think that that can be misinterpreted. I think that the parent should be a resource for the child. Child should want to come to the parent. And if the parent is punishing them for every little infraction with a smack to the butt or whatever it is that they do, I don't think that the child learns to use the parent as a resource.
Right.
I think they learn to use the
fear.
To fear the parent and to hide from the parent, the activities that they might be considered, punishment
for. Who knows what your parent will think about what you've been doing, right? They might hit you if you tell them. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like thestreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at getcramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if it can read, it can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word FREE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word FREE.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
Then the angel said to him, Take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines.
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture Products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you like vitamins, say, ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, shisandra, Androcene extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a 1-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ILikeVitamins.com. That's ILikeVitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ILikeVitamins.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up here in hour number three, we'll do a World War II, a list of World War II myths that Dale's got to share with us. But we're not going to start those right away. We'll get to that in, coming up here shortly. First, we'll go to another soapbox call. Folks can dial into the soapbox, leave a message no longer than 3 minutes. Probably shorter is better. And you can rant. You can talk about something we've discussed on the show. Whatever it is you feel like saying, you're welcome to do it. We don't guarantee that your calls are going to get on the air, but it could happen. Here's another one for you.
Hello, my name is Reginald Finley, and I am a father who is a victim of parental alienation for the past 12 years. I've been struggling with my son's mother to even get a chance to speak with him. I haven't seen him since he was two. So over 10 years now, I haven't seen my son because thanks to her behavior, for some reason she doesn't want me to be the father, though I genetically am. There's a loophole in the Georgia legitimation process in which since this particular woman was married by the time when she had my son, that child is considered a portion or unit of that family unit. So now I am no longer considered the legal, legitimate father. Hmm. And since Georgia does not do paternity and visitation or legitimation at the same time, I'm cast to the side and I have no legal rights whatsoever. The mother frequently moves. She makes a concerted effort to stay off the Internet. When I have found her, she would simply not respond to me. She has created for her, she's poisoned the well, so she's created a armored shell around her in which anyone I try to contact who might know her, they defend what she's doing and they warn her when I'm trying to communicate and find my son as if I'm some crazy stalker. And it's really her, but they don't see it because she has managed to poison the well so greatly that everyone believes her and no one's heard my side. And I haven't seen my son. He has siblings that he doesn't know about, his grandmother that's in a hospital. She might not make it through the year, and they'll never get a chance. My family would never get a chance to see Donovan, and he'll never get a chance to meet a number of people because they're ill in my family. My mother might not make it through the year, so his grandmother is ill, and I don't know what to do. No one's been able to help me. The government's in their hands are tied because of this crazy law. Anyway, WeLoveYouDonovan.com is a site I created to let my son know when he's old enough and he finally gets on the net to find me. Anyway, I guess that's it. I'd love to maybe come on the program and talk to you guys more about it.
Well, I can tell you that this is one of those issues that is just so tough.
Yeah.
And as he points out, you know, the government says their hands are tied. Well, it's the government that essentially...
The government did this.
You're right, created this. And this is one of those issues that is real tough to look at and think about, at least from my perspective, as I'm not a parent, and I don't know what the different crazy laws are out there. We've heard from a variety of parents over the years and how just terrible the parental law is out there, and in that it favors one parent over the other when it necessarily shouldn't, and so on and so forth. And there's one more example, one more sad, tragic story of a man who is unable to see his own offspring that he clearly, I mean, from that call, clearly cares a lot for.
Yeah, I mean, you can only imagine, I can only imagine how crazy this would make one feel. I mean, I absolutely would be feeling desperate if that happened. And desperate people do desperate things. When you right. when the government creates situations like this where the you know a man can't see his child because, well, the government said that it's not really your child. Sorry. I mean, it drives people to do nutty things.
How would this be different? How could this situation be modified to where, in the absence of a coercive, monopolistic government, parental breakups that involve children would be handled in a much more humane fashion that would be satisfying to the parties involved, both sides? I mean, how could things be different under a different paradigm? Because clearly what we have today is awful. And what we have today is a one-size-fits-all government system.
Right, and you, what you'll have is situations where, you know, there's the state has some kind of formula as to what a guy has to pay. And generally, it's the guy that has to pay, you know, for however many kids or whatever. If they make this much money, this is how much they have to pay, and that's how it goes. And it doesn't fit the one – in people's scenarios don't fit the one-size-fits-all, and I think that it really does need to be arbitrated. And I think that arbitration, although compromise is the art of making everyone unhappy, you know, I think that you can find something better than the, you know, the court system, which drags its feet, slow, expensive as hell. I mean, really, would it cost that much for a husband and wife to enter into binding arbitration with someone and for that person to come up with you know, a better solution? If the husband and wife didn't like
it, I can't imagine it would.
It wouldn't cost anywhere near the tens of thousands of dollars it can cost to go through divorce proceedings. And then, you know, you just call it binding arbitration. If they need to go back for some other reason to work something out, then, you know, that's what they do. But I just think you'd be better off with the two parties deciding who's going to, you know, make the decision and, you know, making that decision stick.
Well, I actually, there's one thing I think that's, if you think about it as a, you know, from a liberty perspective, I don't feel like it is right to obligate parents to raise a child. I mean, essentially we don't. We actually contradict ourselves in our society in the way we look at this, and this affects how this all gets worked out. You know, the whole notion of child support payments and then fathers going to jail, and I think that you know, all that makes things worse in the long run for the child, who is supposed to be the beneficiary of all of this. That's much worse for the child and everyone else involved than had they been able to work something out, you know, that wasn't so violent, you know, threatening and forcing a parent to pay child support or whatnot. And so I really don't think that parents own their children. I don't think parents ought to be obligated to raise their children. I mean, people are allowed to put their children up for adoption,
mm-hmm,
for instance.
Sure.
And what bugs me, for instance, this horrible double standard where the mother can go and get an abortion and be resolved of responsibility. It's totally her decision. But the father
cannot
do that.
Up to the middle of the second trimester.
Right. Well, but she's got a fair, you know, time to decide.
She's got weeks to make that decision.
Plenty of time to decide. Okay, I'm not ready to raise a child. I'm gonna absolve myself of responsibility. Also, or to put it up for adoption. If she decides to keep that child, somehow she's able to obligate the father to help her with that. And yet he doesn't have any say in the abortion. And I'm not saying he should have say in the abortion. I'm just saying, like, if we let moms have abortions, why don't we let fathers have abortions? Which has just cut me off.
Like legally,
I am not the father anymore. I'm abdicating any right I might have to custody, but I am also But I'm also not obligated. I don't want any obligation
sure would
with
be
this
a
child.
Lot better.
And now the mom can decide if she wants to have an abortion or if she wants to raise it on her own.
I think that makes sense.
And have complete custody of it.
And it would be a lot better. What you're proposing, Dale, would be a lot better than what we have today, where the courts just decide that, well, you knocked her up, so now you're going to be responsible for the next 18 years. And,
but
well,
she's not responsible. She doesn't want to be. She can have an abortion or get up for adoption.
And if you don't pay, then they sit you in a jail cell, and that, as though that's somehow going to make the situation better. So then everybody has to, all the taxpayers are then forced to pay to keep this so-called deadbeat dad in a jail cell for X amount of time before they finally let him out. His life has been decimated. He has no money left at that point, if he had any before. And he's just been in jail for the last however many months, if not years. And then they let him back out into the world, and they're still expecting him to pony up, so of course he doesn't have any money.
Now.
He's already behind the ball by thousands of dollars. How's he going to come up with that unless he goes and robs people and hurts people, and then they put him back in jail?
A lot of these dads are clearly in a position where just supporting themselves is a task.
Yeah.
And then they're supposed to be paying child support payments as well. It's just not realistic. It's just not realistic. But that's not even, of course, that's not even the point. I think what it comes down to, though, is that we need a free society where there are lots of, lots and lots of people in this society that care about children, that will support means to help with adoption.
That's who you want to turn to.
I want people who want kids to raise those kids, who care enough about them and want them. Those are the people that if we care about the children, we should want the people who want kids to raise these kids. And it should never be sort of the obligation of a parent to raise a child. It's not good for the child, in my opinion. It's better for the child to be raised by someone that cares about them. And if you have a child that's in an abusive situation, I would like to see lots of resources out there, and the child can decide. I think parents should have to, as soon as the child is able to express himself or herself, that it should be up to that child to be able to express themselves and say, I feel like I'm being abused in this situation, and I want to get out of this situation and into a different one. And parents ought to have to earn the respect of their children and convince their children that they have their best interest in mind.
If parents didn't have that obligation to take care of their offspring like that, wouldn't that make people a little more cautious about having sex? Or am I just fantasizing?
Sounds like you're expecting negative consequences to have an effect.
There's more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Ring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.